Very well. A thetan exteriorizes rather easily from a body when it kicks off and dies. Exteriorized with total recall, but sometimes with a great deal of confusion. He starts pulling mental image pictures apart, and he doesn't know where he is, and his perception won't turn on right away, and he has an awful time, and he struggles through it, and eventually picks up another body one way or the other. Somehow or other, he gets himself there and gets himself going again. Something kind of a condition like this is liable to continue. He's liable to live several lives in a fine state of confusion with bad perception and so on. One day, why, he crashes in a high-tension line. You know what an airport is. It's a body of land surrounded by high-tension wires. He crashes into some high-tension wires or gets thrown out of a airplane and steps on the third rail, something of the sort. And something happens to the energy masses that have been obscuring his sight, which is a loss of havingness again, too. But it isn't havingness which makes the thetan. It's his relationship to havingness that makes him. He has certain relationships, and when he gets rid of that, then he gets rid of certain mass that was causing him to be blind or something of the sort. Well, he takes a look around, there he is. Sometimes the thetan's gone for several hundred years without any clear view of anything, and one day wound up on an electric fence pitched there by Farmer Brown's worst bull, you know, and he's stone dead, the body is, and all of a sudden he's 35 feet behind it, looking around. It's a very bright, clear day. What am I doing here? Oh, well, I can't get that body off the wire again. Hey, he's liable to hang around, wait till somebody shuts the current off, gets the body off the wire, at least wraps it up in a blanket or gunny sack or something like that and dumps it in a hole in the ground. He associates the body with his own identity to the degree that every time an indignity is rendered to the body, he thinks it is to some degree being rendered to him. Therefore, he hangs around a body until it's properly disposed of. When people make wills in which they declare a certain disposition of the body, it's a very, very wise thing. If you want the fellow to go on live a happy life someplace else and so forth, carry out those wishes. I don't care what they are. Dump the ashes 7 miles south of Oahu. All right, dump them 7 miles south of Oahu. So what? That's where he wanted these ashes. That's that. Because it's his idea of what is proper care. See, that's his idea.